This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome again, listeners, to our second programme in the series on reading and books. This week we hear from Mary Nash, who is a member of the Palmerston North 16 Book Discussion Group. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Anne. Nice to be here.
So your group is different from the themed groups that we heard about last week. So how's it different?
Well, our group is part of the WEA Book Discussion Scheme, which runs from Christchurch and has over 2,000 branches around the country. And I think the 16 in our name refers to the number of groups there have been in Palmerston North at any one time.
Oh, there have been, so there's not necessarily 16 groups
no,
at the moment.
I don't think there are necessarily, no. I think they come and go. And from what I've been able to piece together from the website and from talking to people, It's quite a fast-moving scene. So some things you can't find out very easily from the website, like how much it costs to join.
Oh, right.
But that's another – I'll come back to that later. So the scheme is – it runs in this way. You form a group, and they'll help you to form a group if you want them to help you. And you register. And that costs $40. That's a set charge for registering for the group. And then there's an individual registration fee, depending on how many people there are in the group and what sort of a group it is. One of the things they say in their information on the website and in the catalogue is that they are a community-minded organisation. And in one place they say they're a social justice organisation. So they have a special schemes for people with who are on the registered blind website, registered blind, they can see a little bit, but they can't read much. And there are reading books for them, audio books that they can get, and they can join a discussion group and read those, join in just as anybody else can. And then there are groups for prisoners and groups for other kinds of people who are disadvantaged in some way in terms of getting hold of books. So it's quite an interesting scheme from that point of view. Our group, however, is a perfectly ordinary, run-of-the-mill group, and we choose our books from a catalogue once a year, and we put down our choices. There are 9 people in our group. We put down our choices, and then the group coordinator has to decide which ones to put forward, which we can do however we like. So there are various ways of doing it. And if in halfway through the year we think, oh, God, we've got a dreadful selection here, we can change it. Sometimes it happens. Now, I don't know why, but it does. So having chosen from the catalogue, and the catalogue, I should say, has New Zealand books from all around the world, fiction, non-fiction, and and they have new books, brand new books coming off the off the press, so to speak, so we can keep up to date. And they have older books as well, older classics and things. So it's a very wide selection. And I joined the scheme because I thought, well, my reading's got rather humdrum, and I'm reading all the same sorts of books, and I need a change. So I find it's given me a much broader view of what I read and what I enjoy and what I talk about. So that's the scheme. I don't think I've forgotten anything. We meet once a month, and that's when the books get delivered and exchanged. And I carry the new books to the group. We meet in people's houses and take it in turns. And then we discuss the book we've had. It's returned to me as the coordinator, and then I give out the other books, and then we have refreshments. And we're advised by the catalogue not to make this a great deal, a big deal, because obviously people have different budgets. So we have a sort of flexibility on what we offer for refreshments afterwards. And we've just recently suddenly realised that we're all retired in our group. We've been meeting for about 40 years. And we're all retired. We don't have to meet in the evenings anymore. So we've just started meeting in the afternoons, which feels very strange. But it suits some of the people who've got driving problems at night time and things like that.
So what afternoon is it?
Thursday afternoon. We meet Thursday afternoon.
Thursday? Is yes. It just once a month?
Once a month. It's the fourth Thursday, I think, of the month.
Yep.
And the discussions can be guided. We used to have them guided. We had to rate the books according to what we learnt from them, what was new and exciting for us to learn, and how much we'd enjoyed reading the book. And that was quite a good system. And then we decided we were fed up with it because we'd been doing it so long. And we just opened it up for any kind of discussion. And I think sometimes we could be a little bit more diligent on how we discuss books. You find that book groups vary. Some of them are very good indeed about keeping to the task, and others really like to have a sort of, oh, I was just thinking about such and such, or so and so happened, and have you heard of such and such? And there's all sorts of stories exchanged. So they're very good for people who might otherwise be isolated in the community.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a very good in to joining a group. So the book we're reading at present is the Axeman's Carnival by Gigi. And we've only just got it, so I can't tell you anything about it, but except that I have to admit that I have read half of it already.
And are you enjoying it?
Well, no, that's... I'll come to that. My daughter is also in the same scheme that I'm in, but in a bit different group. And they had it in their group, and she lent it to me. And I have to say I didn't enjoy it. Perhaps I was in the wrong mood, but I should pick it up again where I left off and finish it. I think it's a very interesting book.
It's different.
It's very interesting, very different. Very Kiwi, in my opinion. A very New Zealand sort of book. So that's our next read. I've found over the years that I've been really interested in the comments of my fellow book group members. We seem to spark off each other good ideas and good comments and good thoughts about the books. And some of them have, if you have someone who's got a degree in literature, it's an enormous help because they're very good at keeping to certain criteria for books. They've got good criteria for assessing books, and that's very helpful. Anyhow, I'm just looking at these questions that you gave me, Anne, and I've sparked off into the groups, but you did ask me something about how I began to, what brought me into reading.
Yes.
Do you want me to talk about that now or later?
Yes, that's fine.
No?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I suppose books have always been part of my life. My mother taught me to read. I was a sickly child.
I was born so you didn't learn
just
at school?
After, no, I was born just after the war, and I had asthma and bronchitis all the time. And so she taught me to read quite early, and I struggled with reading. And I know my technique for learning how to read was making a wild guess at what a word was and meant. And it served me quite well. My vocabulary gradually broadened. And before long, I was able to read just about anything I wanted to read. And there were lots of books around. My parents were very strict about comics. I still to this day don't read graphic novels or comics. I haven't learned the technique. I don't find it works for me. But I don't know why they were like that. They're just a bit snobby about books, I suppose. Yeah, so the books I used to read as a child, I was 9 years old and onwards, astonished me because no normal child today would be reading them. There were sort of books by G.A. Henty, who, they're very English books, who wrote about the British Empire, great sort of stories of daring do in the British Empire. And there was George MacDonald, who wrote At the Back of the North Wind, which is a lovely book, and other books as well. But rereading them, I find they're very turgid. And then I read a lot of fairy stories. And then I do remember the one light-hearted, sort of comic-y sort of thing I did read was Rupert Bear.
All right, yes.
And we all love Rupert Bear. So.
With his nice scarf, yes.
Yes, I still like Rupert Bear. And then there was Beatrix Potter, Peter Rabbit, and all those sort of stories, favourites. And then I just went on to the normal sort of range of books that we'd more or less get now. The one person I did love, which I've never, and all my years at Red Cross book sorting, I've never seen her books come through, and she's called Violet Needham. And I find her quite interesting as an author, and very, very good page turner for a young child. But her books have never come out here. I don't know why. That looking at them now, I find they're problematic. They're not PC at all. And yeah. I was oblivious to that as a little girl.
Well, they change their minds about what's PC and what's not, you know. Sort of. Well, I remember Blyton at one stage got blighted because,
oh, yes, I know.
You know, sort of thing.
All sorts of things. She was quite forward-looking in some ways.
Well, yes, I guess if it's really true what they say, but now I believe that she's, well, not exactly back in favour because kids are more into the Harry Potters and all those kind of things now. So
yes, there are some of her books that kids still seem to like. But anyhow, yes, let's have a little look at that.
So you were talking about Violet Needham, and you said you
were Violet Needham. Yes, well, I think Violet Needham, she had a – there are various books – that over the years, I've come a bit slow sometimes. I've realised they've got time travel in them.
All right.
Now, she hasn't actually got time travel in them, but she's got a sense of spirituality in them, in her books, which is very sort of a very conventional spirituality, but quite interesting to read it. It's not a topic that you find in many books today, anyhow. And time travel books are another. I like time travel books, both when I was a small kid and I still do like them. And there's some very good ones on the available now. So let's have a look. Yes, going back to the book club and the books we read at the book club, we get new views on books based on the discussion. And there are some books that I haven't quite finished or haven't enjoyed. And after listening to the conversation, I thought, well, I missed out on that. I might try and reread it.
But you said they're collected, so afterwards, I mean, you're the convener, I suppose.
Well, I'm the convener. I have to post them back within 7 days of the discussion.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So you'll also go to the library and get the book from there. Usually get a book from the library. They're nearly always there. Yes, the system of returning them is like magic to me. Because this is the second time I've done book convening, and the first time was more of a struggle, but now they've got it done pat. They give you an envelope. They send you the books, and inside the packet is an envelope. And you repack the books, and you put them in this clean new envelope, which has got all the sort of numbers and addresses and everything it needs on it. And then you go to the post office website online and you book a pickup.
All right.
But you must put the parcel out before you book the pickup, because the pickup seems to come very quickly after being booked. and that's it. It's all done for you, magic. So it's a very good service indeed.
And to get back to the cost, you said there's an individual cost as well as a group registration. So is that just one payment, or is it paid per year? Or?
It's paid per year. It's an annual payment. The book discussion scheme recommends that the convener pays half of a subscription. So, like, the subscription is $80 this year for our group. And so if we were going by that, I would have paid $40. But we stopped doing it that way. We felt it was better to just share the cost. So
with nine people, roughly $9 each.
Yes, and if it's more than nine, it costs more per person.
All right.
Because there's more books to post back.
All right.
You see, it's a non-profit organisation. They've got the cost of the books and all those sort of things, and then there's the cost of posting, and posting is getting more and more expensive
and
as
impossible.
We all know.
Well, but well, mind you, with your magic system,
it is magic.
Work.
I mean, I can drive around town hunting for a postbox, but this thing comes to my door, so it's very good. And when during COVID, I was also the convener during COVID. During the Christchurch earthquake. And the book discussion scheme is in Christchurch,
right? Yes,
in Colombo Street, and all their books were higgledy-piggledy on the floor, scattered around, and anyhow they couldn't do a thing. They couldn't get in there, couldn't look at them. So what they did, because we had quite a number of clubs in Palmerston North, all the conveners met, and we worked out who had which books in their set, which sets of books. And we worked out a system for circulating our sets of books amongst the club.
Right.
And it lasted us until the book discussion scheme was opened again.
Oh, well,
so that was
good.
Yes, it was.
Good management.
Yes, I mean, I do think that these people who organise it are extremely to be admired. So what else now?
So how would somebody, a listener, who might be interested in joining your group, who would they contact?
Well, if I were them, I'd go to the website, which is bds.org.nz. BDS being Book Discussion Scheme.
Right. And bds.org.nz.
You go there and straight away you're in this wonderful world of books and, you know, you can see a lot of smiling, happy faces. I meant to say another group, another kind of group they have, they are all women groups or all men groups.
All right.
Or all mixed groups. I mean, you can opt to have one or the other if you really want to. Our group happens to be all men. All women. But it's not because we didn't want to have men, we just didn't get men coming
all
to
right.
it. Yeah.
So it's not exclusive. So
No.
If
not
a man
at all.
Was listening, he would be able to join your group if he wanted to. So if they go to the website, does that tell you how to contact the group?
Yes, it does.
Conveners?
Yes, it does. It tells you how to get in touch with people. I think you do it through the scheme rather than directly. And they put you in touch with one another. But our group wouldn't be an open group, because we aren't taking any new people in. Nine people is enough for a group. I think the smallest group number they have is six in a group. And six is actually quite a comfortable number. Sometimes, you know, we only end up with six people because people are ill or they're away or whatever. Yep.
Right. So the website is bds.org.nz. And then that will tell you.
It tells you absolutely everything.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'll see if I can bring it up here. Here we are, open books. Our mission is to promote literacy and a love of reading. I'm reading it from the website now.
All right.
To build a more just and equitable society. See, the WEA, the Workers' Education Association, that was very much a philanthropic and social engineering type of organisation when it started. It was there to give workers access to better education.
All right, so that's reading or literacy as well.
Absolutely.
You said literacy, so does that involve writing as well as reading, or is it just reading?
No, it's just reading.
Reading, right.
Yeah. But the more you read, the easier it is to write.
Well, so they say.
Well, I think it is. I've found that. So they say that since 1973, we've grown into an independent charitable trust, serving over 1,300 book groups across Aotearoa, New Zealand.
All right.
So, and then there's a little button to click saying "Find out more," and it tells you exactly how a group works, you know, from getting the books to reading them to returning them and all the rest of it.
So if somebody was wanting to make a new group because they can't join yours or maybe not be able to join any other groups in Palmerston North, they would need $40 for group registration.
Yes, they would. But
plus...
Yeah. First of all, they'd advertise. They'd advertise. If you go to one of the websites, they've got a whole lot of maps, which I'm hopeless at looking at. And they show you where in your area there's a book group starting up.
All right.
Or a book group that's willing to take more people.
Right.
So that's what you do there. I think the thing is, here we are, start a book club today, register now. That's another little site, and there's a little form to fill in, registering a new book group. So you can either find your own people or you advertise for theirs.
So your annual fee, so you have an initial $40 registration for group.
For the group. That's all you do, just once.
And then there's an individual one per year which covers the cost of getting the books and sending them back.
Yes.
Right.
And keeping the books tidy and all the rest of it. There's also a helpful little pamphlet that comes with each book, a little book review, if you like.
All right.
That puts it in context and gives you some questions that you might use during your discussion.
To discussion.
Yes.
Some ideas.
Some people find these very helpful and some people don't.
Well, I can understand that, yes. So basically, you would get the book on the Thursday, did you say you meet? On Thursday afternoon, on the fourth Thursday of the month, and you would have a month to read the new book.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And then that would have to be given back to you, the convener, at the moment.
That's right, so, yes. Right, yes. Yeah. And then I have to return it within 7 days.
All right, okay. And that is how do the costs are already covered. So do you as the convener collect your individual
subscriptions?
Payment subscriptions.
Yes, I do. Yes, and I haven't had to do that yet. That's the thing I'm not looking forward to, because everybody has to pay me and then I have to pay the book discussion scheme.
All right.
They only want one payment. They're very sensible people.
Yes, because if they've got over 1,000, as you said,
yeah, no,
where awful. Did this come from, especially if there are more than one, like in Palmerston
North? Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yes, I can understand that. Right, okay. So, and the individual cost depends on how many members, is that correct?
That's right, yes, yes.
Right. Okay, so...
And also, if you are in a special group, like prisoners, you wouldn't have to pay the same amount of money. It would be reduced.
Okay. So, and you all have the... So the convener gets the catalogue. Does it change each year?
Oh, yes, it changes each year. I meant to bring the catalogue with me. I realised halfway here. Whoops. But it's all online. And it does change every year. It gets an addition, and if a group of books, a set of books gets spoilt or lost, obviously it's not on the catalogue anymore. But yes, the catalogue is a big, thick catalogue, and it's also online. So when we're at the end of the year, when we're checking new books that we want to have, we can either do it on hard copy with the catalogue, and
right.
That circulates among the group, or you can do it online.
And so you find that in your case, 9 members have a look at the catalogue and they choose books that they think might be good for everybody, and then you would perhaps look at, then you as the convener choose the actual one. So you'd say, well,
yes.
6 of the 9 people, so obviously that'll be a good book to
yes,
have.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to say, and you said something very interesting there, I think we tend to think of what books we'd like to read ourselves, not what would be good for the group.
All right. Well, I guess you've got your opinion.
Yes,
but you'd have to take into account.
And then the convener has to try and work out what are the most popular groups, books chosen, and what are the least popular books chosen, and, you know, make a mixture and all the rest of it.
Yeah, so you don't have the least popular ones.
No. And I think sometimes the people who are circulating the books will look at a group's selection and say, that might need gingering up in a special way, you know, add a bit of this or take out that or something.
So you then send for the beginning of the year. So how long is the year? Is it only 11 months?
It's 11 months, yes.
It is.
Yes. So you can get a summer reading book, but that costs a little bit extra.
All right. So there's none in January then?
That's right, yes. So our first meeting in January, when you get the new books to discuss in February, our first meeting, we usually have a sort of lunchtime meeting.
Right.
A picnic or something.
A more social sort of.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So, right, so you need to look up at the website bds.org.nz if you're interested in joining a group to find out where to go, and they will either send you the address of the person who's convening, or they will send the convener your details.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, right. So we've mentioned everything, I think, that we were. So you all have a chance to choose books, and then the choice is made by the convener ultimately. So when you, as the convener, make the choices of what will be there, then does the group have a chance to look at that before you actually submit it?
Yes, definitely. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So that you might have a bit of anti-discussion if you like.
No, you just have a little discussion. No, we're a friendly group. I have to say, one thing I was thinking of, I should say, we often circulate our cake recipes.
Yes, well, that's good.
Yes, yes. And if somebody's got special dietary needs, the cake maker for the day, because we usually have a cake, is sometimes a bit sort of hard pressed to find a gluten-free, dairy-free cake that everybody's going to like.
Well, in some places, some people would say, oh, pretty bland. But not to worry. Okay, so you've had a wide variety of books, and at the moment you're reading the Axeman's Carnival. You said there's a mixture of non-fiction and fiction and world ones, New Zealand ones, etc. So do you make sure that there's a mixture through the year?
Yes, try to. Yes, definitely, yes.
So, well, you can't please everybody all the time.
No, you can't. No.
No. And one last thing that you'd like to mention, anything interesting?
I just think it's a really enjoyable pastime. Well, I like reading, and it's a very enjoyable way of making friends, which is very important.
And keeping them. As long
as
you don't argue too much during discussion. So thank you very much, Mary. That's been quite enlightening.
Thank you very much, too.
So there we are, folks. bds.org.nz if you want to find out more. So thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.